Welcome to Breaking News to Trading Moves. Today, we're going to look at two quite different events in aerospace and defense that happened recently. Our aim is to figure out, who comes out ahead and who might be facing challenges because of them.
Yeah, it's a useful comparison. We've got a launch failure creating some delays on one side, and then on the other, a pretty decent military contract award. We'll look past the headlines, see where the money and the customers might be flowing.
Okay, let's start with the news items themselves. First up, event one involves Firefly Aerospace. Apparently, their Alpha Flight 7 first stage booster, well, it was destroyed during a pre-flight test down in Texas.
Right, and that's not just a small glitch. Losing that stage means definite scheduling risks. It's very likely to push back their next Vandenberg launch.
And the market reaction, predictable, I suppose.
Pretty much immediate. Firefly Aerospace, that's ticker FLY, it saw a sharp drop. Investors don't like uncertainty, especially in launch schedules.
Okay, so that's the tough news. Now, event two provides sort of a counterpoint over in the defense sector.
Exactly. This involved Dragonfly. They secured a U.S. Army order for their Flex FPD drones. And what's notable here is it's not just the drones themselves. The deal includes embedded manufacturing and training support as well.
So it's more than just buying hardware off the shelf. It's about integration.
That's the key. It's a deeper commitment. And the market saw that. Dragonfly, ticker DPRO, jumped up quite a bit on the news. Validation from the Army helps.
So two clear events, two very different market reactions. Let's pivot then to the beneficiaries. Who gained from these developments? The analysis suggests, what, three main categories?
That's right. Three distinct groups look positioned to benefit. First category, and maybe the most direct, is FPV and defense drones.
FPV, first-person view, right.
Right.
The operator sees what the drone sees in real time.
Exactly. The Army validating these FPV systems and crucially funding that on-site support, that sends a signal. It suggests budget money is moving towards this kind of, agile, lower-cost drone tech and the services needed to keep them operational.
So, Dragonfly, DPRO, obviously the primary name here. Anyone else?
Yeah, the material also pointed to AeroVironment, ticker AVAV. They're another established player in this military drone space, particularly smaller systems.
Okay, category one, FPV defense drones. What's the second group of winners?
Category two stems directly from the Firefly incident, alternative launch and mission services.
Makes sense. If one provider has delays.
Exactly. If Firefly, FLY, now has schedule uncertainty, customers with payloads lined up might start looking around. That capital, those satellite contracts, they could rotate to providers with a more predictable launch cadence, or maybe even adjacent capabilities like, say, lunar missions, which are still drawing investment.
So who benefits from that potential rotation?
Two names highlighted were Rocket Lab, ticker RKLB. They have a pretty reliable track record with their Electron rocket.
Yeah.
And also Intuitive Machines, ticker LUNR. They're focused on lunar services, and general confidence in complex space missions helps them too.
Got it. Reliable launch and related high-tech space services. Now, the third category of winners, this one seems a bit less direct, defense systems integrators.
Yeah, this one requires a bit more thought. How does the Army buying small drones help the giants like Lockheed Martin or Northrop Grumman?
That's what I was wondering. You'd think small, cheap drones might disrupt the big players.
Well, yes and no. They might not build these specific FPD drones, but think about what's needed to use them effectively, especially in swarms. You need complex coordination, secure communication systems, data links, and importantly, defenses against enemy drone swarms, counter UAS systems.
Ah, so the small drones create a need for the big, expensive systems to manage and counter them.
Precisely. Integrating these new assets into the larger battle network, developing countermeasures, that's where the big integrators thrive. It drives opportunities in their larger defense programs, layered air defense systems. So names like Lockheed Martin, LMT, and Northrop Grumman, NOC, could see downstream benefits.
Okay, that makes sense. The ecosystem effect. Now let's flip the coin. The Firefly failure obviously created some losers, or at least companies facing headwinds.
Right. On the other side of things, the analysis points to basically three groups feeling the negative impact from that Alpha Booster loss.
Category one seems pretty obvious, the company that had the failure.
Yes. First and foremost, Firefly Aerospace itself. FLY. The destroyed booster directly impacts their launch schedule, their revenue projections, and definitely investor confidence in the short term. And we should also remember, any suppliers whose components were specifically for that Firefly vehicle or manifest might see delays too.
Okay. And the second group impacted.
That would be the small sat builders who are waiting on rides. Think companies like Planet Labs or Terran Orbital.
These are the customers who booked space on that Firefly launch.
Exactly. Companies building satellites, often for Earth observation or communications. Their business model, their revenue, often depends on getting those satellites deployed on schedule. If their ride, the Alpha vehicle, is now delayed indefinitely, they face uncertainty. They might have to rebook, which costs time and money, and it pushes out their own revenue recognition. So names like Planet Labs, PL, and Terran Orbital, LLAP, face headwinds.
Right, the knock-on effect for the customers. And the third category.
This one's a bit broader. The speculative space cohort.
Meaning other space companies, even if not directly linked to Firefly?
Yeah, kind of guilt by association, you could say. When a visible failure like this happens in the launch sector, it can sometimes make investors a bit more risk-averse across the board, particularly towards companies that are still considered more speculative, maybe without strong established cash flows yet. They're selling the future promise.
So who falls into that bucket?
The analysis mentioned names like Virgin Galactic, ticker SPCE, which is still scaling its space tourism, and also Momentus, MNTS, working on in-space transportation. When launch reliability gets questioned, sometimes capital pulls back a bit from the whole ecosystem, especially the less proven parts.
Okay, so we have winners from the drone contract and the Firefly fallout, and losers from the failure itself and the broader sector sentiment. Based on all that, what are some potential trading ideas or things to watch?
Well, the material laid out some directional thoughts for potential long ideas looking to capitalize on the positive momentum or the competitive shifts.
Go on.
First, maybe Dragonfly, DPRO, seeing if that Army contract provides continued momentum. Second, perhaps AeroVironment, AVAV, as a more liquid way to play the general demand for FPV and counter-drone tech and defense budgets. And third, Rocket Lab, RKLB, potentially gaining customers or just positive sentiment as an alternative to Firefly right now.
And on the other side, short ideas or maybe just areas to avoid for now?
The primary one mentioned was Firefly, FLY itself. Just avoiding it in near term until there's clarity on the damage, the fix, and the new schedule. Makes sense, really. The analysis also touched on potentially pairing that avoidance, maybe a short FLY position, with a long in Rocket Lab, RKLB, as this sort of pairs trade on launch reliability, or using a broader aerospace ETF to hedge market risk.
Okay, and looking ahead, what specific information should people be tracking to see how this plays out?
A few key things. For Firefly, obviously, we need their official report on what went wrong. Critically, we need to know the extent of the damage to the launch pad and the test stand. Is it a quick fix or a major rebuild? That dictates the real delay. And watch for any news about their customers rebooking flights elsewhere.
And for the drone side, for Dragonfly and others?
There you want to see the actual contract value details. How big was this initial Army order? Look for delivery milestones being met. And most importantly, is this a one-off? Or does the Department of Defense follow up with larger, more sustained procurement orders? That'll show if this FPV trend has real legs in the budget.
So we've seen how one test mishap and one contract win can quickly cause investors to reevaluate companies across the launch, satellite, and defense landscape.
Yeah, and the takeaway is perhaps how quickly defense spending seems to be validating some of these newer agile technologies like the FPV drones.
Yeah.
It does raise questions about how quickly smaller specialized players can grab budget share compared to the traditional larger integrators.
Right. Well, before we wrap up, we absolutely must state that this discussion is based on the material we reviewed. It is not financial advice. It's not a recommendation to buy or sell any stocks or securities. These are just opinions derived from the author of the report we analyzed.
Definitely. And maybe a final thought to consider. This FPV drone trend seems real, but how will it ultimately play out?
Yeah.
Will the big defense primes like Lockheed Martin, LMT, and Northrop Grumman NOC successfully adapt and integrate this tech into their larger systems? Or could this mark the start of a real advantage for smaller, nimble innovators focused purely on these distributed tactical systems? Something to watch. Thanks for tuning in.